the Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. This one really killed me. There is a new book coming out by a guy named Peter Baker, a New York Times reporter. And the title of the book is called The Divider - Trump in the White House. But there are some really choice little tidbits that are being released in advance from this. And here's one of them. I found this hard to believe. Trump turned to John Kelly, his chief of staff. Remember something, John Kelly was a four-star general. The only higher rank than a four-star general or in the Navy a four-star admiral is a five-star general called General of the Army, or general and or five-star admiral, admiral of the fleet. In the Second World War, it takes a world war, basically, to get that rank. Four-star as high as you go. There aren't many of them. John Kelly was a good man, and he took the job as chief of staff largely to keep an eye on Trump. In any event, Trump turned to him at one point and said, quote, "You effing generals, why can't you be like the German generals? They had unquestioning loyalty to Adolf Hitler." He went on to say that his generals didn't have that same degree of military deference. Kelly responded, he said, the German generals tried to kill Hitler. There was an assassination plot, and some of them were executed. And Trump said that was BS, that was fake. He said they were unflaggingly loyal. Now, let's unpack that. Come on. First of all, to even mention Nazi generals and Adolf Hitler in any sense as a comparison to the generals and the army that beat them and saved these murderers, saved the victims of these murderers for the murders, is disgusting. Secondly, demanding Nazi-type loyalty of American officers is disgusting. And thirdly, a number of the German generals did get together to kill Hitler. That is a true fact. They were caught and several were executed. So what's going on here? What's going on here? Both John Kelly and Jim Mattis was a three-star general in the Marine Corps, and he was the Secretary of Defense, and he and John Kelly were friends. They both went to General Milley, who ended up as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And they urged him to rethink his acceptance of that position under Trump. You know, Wisco Paul likes to talk about the good news, about Biden's successes. I agree with all that. But let me tell you some really good news, believe it or not, about the attempted insurrection and the attempt to overthrow the election. There were key parts of our government and our culture that held true, that held fast. One of them was our media, our mainstream media. They never caved. Fox caved, but not the networks, not the major newspapers. They kept us informed. But number two, our military never went along. Our military, if this had been a military in Asia or Africa, communist country, jihadist country, a corrupt mafia country like Russia, they would have caved in a minute. Why didn't they cave? Because there is a tradition in our military. It's ingrained in young officers at West Point, Annapolis, the Air Force Academy, the Coast Guard Academy, that the military takes its orders from civilians, that it's subordinate to civilian control, and that our democracy is paramount. And they also obey orders, and the president's the commander in chief. So what happens when the commander in chief, who who is to whom you owe a duty of loyalty and to obey his orders, turns out to be disloyal to his country and to our democracy, what do you do? That is a very, very tough decision, but almost unanimously, the military responded to their training at Annapolis and West Point and the Air Force Academy and the Coast Guard Academy, and they stood tall and they stood fast. They said, we will obey your orders. If you order us into combat in Syria, we will go there. And we will kill the enemy. Same in Afghanistan, same in Iraq. But if what you're saying is you want us to be the muscle men to overturn an election, that we will not do. That is out. That is an illegitimate order. This book makes that clear. And John Kelly and Jim Mattis together were the two strongest proponents of standing up for our democracy. I have a lot of respect for both of them. And they stood true. This is going to be an interesting book. But the other thing is, you know, I always start this show by saying, you're not woke if you don't know history. Well, you shouldn't be president if you don't know history. Sadly, there was an assassination attempt planned back in 1939 against Hitler, and it would have been successful because people were getting very concerned that he'd invaded Czechoslovakia and looked like he invaded Poland. People in Germany were concerned. But then Chamberlain of Great Britain knuckled under to him and said, we have peace in our time. And that took the rationale away from assassinating Hitler. He hadn't yet started his mass murders. If Chamberlain had stood tall, if Churchill had been there instead of Chamberlain, he would have been assassinated in 1939. The Nazi generals, when he invaded Russia, and he was killing Jews, and he was killing and murdering people in Poland and Ukraine and everywhere, and they saw that. He's invading France, invading the rest of Europe. They decided to kill him, his own generals. The clone of John Kelly and Jim Mattis decided to kill him. But somehow they were caught. There was one bombing attempt where it went off and it killed a few people and it only hurt Hitler. The bomb wasn't close enough to his chair. We're talking Nazis in the 1940s, guys. We're not talking America now. We can't have Trump back in the White House. And I really want to underscore what's been said before about the successes of this administration. Joe Biden, I was darn near the only guy in the state active in politics who was for him early on. Everybody is for Elizabeth Warren and Bernie and this one and that one. They're all good people, but my feeling was then and now that only Joe Biden could beat Donald Trump. And Joe Biden's a good president. This budget reconciliation bill is great. His foreign policy is great. Putting a coalition against the Ruskies in Ukraine, putting a coalition against the Chinese, the Chaicoms in the Pacific, building our alliances throughout the world. Very experienced guy, very good guy, very decent guy. You don't have to agree with everything he does. But he is human, he is honest, and he supports our democracy. Trump's continued irrationality about the 2020 election when he lost by 7 million popular votes, 60 electoral votes. I remember in 1864, it looked like Abraham Lincoln was going to lose re-election right in the middle of the Civil War, and the Democratic nominee was going to stop the Civil War and let the South stay away and secede and keep their slaves to stop the killing. And Abraham Lincoln said, well, if that happens, that's the will of the people. But he made an argument that it shouldn't happen, and he got reelected, fortunately. Donald Trump, in contrast, has done nothing but exhibit criminal behavior for 4 years, won't accept an honest and free election. So when I get callers on the Republican side saying that this search warrant on Mar-a-Lago that was signed off by a federal judge, approved by the head of the FBI, who was appointed by Trump, and the attorney general, who was appointed by Biden, and is limited in purpose to top secret documents he stole, the Republican Party is betraying this country. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. We're signing off for today.